With sport, here's Nathan Rarity.
Good morning. Two more veteran All Blacks have announced that 2023 will be their last in New Zealand. Lock Brodie Retallick has confirmed he'll return to Japan after the World Cup to play for Kobe Steelers. He played there in 2020 and 2021. Meanwhile, hooker Dane Coles has announced that he'll retire at the end of this year. The return of captain Sophie Devine wasn't enough to secure a victory for the White Ferns in their final T20 World Cup warm-up game in Cape Town. New Zealand lost to England by 5 wickets as Devine came back from a lengthy layoff with a foot injury. After getting time on the field, Devine says her foot's feeling good ahead of the team's opening World Cup game against Australia on Sunday.
It's been a bit of a process to make sure that I can get to this point, and just nice to be out on the field again with the girls. I think it was brief, but certainly good to just get back into things.
Meanwhile, young Otago bowler Jared Mackay took 3 wickets as England scored 465 on the first day of their pink ball match against a New Zealand 11 in Hamilton. 22-year-old Mackay, who has played just 9 first-class games, enjoyed the experience of playing with the pink ball.
It's different. It's sort of in between the red and the white. It's kind of like it cracks up and deteriorates a lot more than the red, and you kind of can't bring it back to life when it dies. So it was quite interesting and unique. And even, yeah, fielding with it, just trying to pick it up out those lights is pretty tough, so... Yeah, that was just a really unique experience, I'd say.
Kyle Jamieson also took 3 wickets. LeBron James has claimed the all-time scoring record in basketball's NBA, surpassing Lakers legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's previous mark of 38,387 career points. The game between the Lakers and the Thunder was paused in the third quarter to allow James to celebrate on court.
I had a moment there, but I don't think it's really hit me on what just transpired. As much as I tried to live in the moment, it was kind of a blur. You know, but you know, looking back there and seeing my guys back there and being, you know, out there on the floor with my kids and my wife and my mom, it's a really cool feeling.
And Queenstown skier Alice Robinson has finished 7th in the Super G at the World Championships in France. Koinanga Purungo Hakinikina.